Hello and welcome to episode 62 of the Just Happy to Be Here podcast. It's me, Tanner. And as always, I am just happy to be here. Today is Friday. It's not Thursday. Today is Friday, July 23rd, 2021. And as always, he's back. I am joined by my good friend, Taylor Jarman, Super Goose himself. Taylor, it's been a while. How you been?
Well, man, after 5 years, it finally happened.
No.
Yeah, it did. Well, even more than 5 years, actually, because, well, let me just say it. I shattered my phone screen at junior high camp.
All right, that's good, because where my mind went was something else. But I'm glad that you did not poop your pants. So that's good. That's good. Wait, how'd you shatter your phone?
Five years since 0 day.
Hey, we all have accidents.
That's true.
Wait, so you had the same phone for 5 years?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Me and the iPhone 6S have been cooking. Hey, don't knock the 6S. Last generation with the headphone jack.
That's
been holding
much
on.
Needed. Do we need to start a GoFundMe? Restore the screen.
Oh, man. No. Man, I've been due for a new phone in a while. My battery life has been junk anyway. And so we got my wife, Mindy, a new phone before we went to junior high camp. We were both counselors at our at the junior high camp that our church goes to last week. And so we knew it was time anyway. And so, man, this is the first time I've ever shattered a phone screen.
It's good.
And,
I mean,
yeah. In 9 years of having different iPhones, three different iPhones, I've only shattered the one. And it's not even a good story. But do you want to hear it?
I do. I think all of us are on the edge of our seats.
Yeah. Well, get ready. So, Tanner, before bed one evening, I was brushing my teeth, as one does. And I am coming back to a pitch black cabin. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in bed. I'm trying not to wake up anybody. And so I'm just going by the very dimly, very dim light from my phone screen. And I am walking into the room, and I am sure that I am right next to my bunk. And so with phone in hand, I lean onto my bed, and that's not where the bed is, actually. And that's actually where the metal clothes hanging rack is located. And so I go down on my side onto the floor, clatter into this thing made of metal, and it moves very easily. So, like, everybody's awake. This is junior. I did mention it's a junior high camp, right? And so I just clatter to the ground. My phone makes contact with the metal base of this thing. And but I didn't realize that it had been shattered completely until I clicked the shutter button, and I was like, yep. Oh, man. And it even went through, like, I had the tempered glass screen protector and everything. It went through that, just totally annihilated it.
Really? That's awful. Also, because I know you pretty well, you not only felt bad about the phone, but you felt bad about waking everybody up, too. And
oh, absolutely.
So it was just like, this is the worst situation. And nobody likes it. Not that it was embarrassing, but it wasn't like a shining moment. And
no.
So it's, oh, well, this is how the day's going to end. And of course, that's how the day ended. There was
that
no,
is.
Like, you can't really recover at that point.
No. No, it was, I mean, it's 11 o'clock. I went to bed off of that, so.
What day of the week was it? Was it like the camp had just started, or was it one of the, like, last days?
It was the last night we were there.
Oh.
The last
so
night. So,
ending
that capped
on
off the week.
Aren't you, I don't know what you were going through when this happened, and we're going to get just really deep about cracking the phone screen, but when I have done something to my phone, and I don't think I've ever, and I will probably later today because I'm about to say it, I've never, like, shattered the screen, but there have been, like, nicks and stuff where it's, like, and I've actually broken, like, a computer screen before, too, And
nice.
Not to brag, I don't want to like. I'm not trying to one up you, but the screen that I broke, Taylor, it was bigger. No, I did break a phone screen one time, but we won't tell that story. But it because it's there's not. I don't think there's like a good breaking your phone screen story besides yours. But like, aren't the level of disappointed and that I felt when I broke a screen, I was almost embarrassed by. Where it's like you care so much about a screen,
and
a thing, like you know that people I don't know 30 years ago didn't have this problem. Like this is a new problem, you know. And you're
right.
My whole world was like the screen; it was shattered. I was like, well, now what am I going to do?
Yeah, I feel like I was kind of set up for. Like at least my expectations were fine, or not my expectations. I'm not expecting to crack my phone screen. But I think my attitude was set up okay because my wife and I were already planning on getting me a new phone soon anyway.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, you know, here's where
we sped the process up.
Yeah.
We're moving right
exactly.
along.
we moved that timeline up.
Well, I'm excited for you. Make sure you get a phone case for it though, just in case you're like now you're on a streak of breaking phone screens.
Oh, I know. I'm so worried about. Well, and it's so funny because like since that happened, I have not dropped my phone more. Like in the last week, it's just like and now like there are more chunks missing. Like but literally before we got on the phone, Tanner, I pulled out another chunk of glass because I had dropped my phone. On the ground this morning.
I think what you have now is a weapon. I don't think you have a phone. I think what you have is a dangerous weapon. And be very careful. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad that you made it back from camp safe and sound. We missed you on the podcast last week, but it was fun to have our friend Ted Daring on talking about discipleship. So listeners, if you missed that episode, go back and listen to episode 61. Don't stop now. We're almost done with this episode. So, Taylor, a couple of very important things are happening today. Mm-hmm. Not only are we recording on a Friday morning because, well, yesterday was not a great day for me. I drove 10 hours, and then as I got home. I got a letter in the mail from the IRS that says, you didn't pay your taxes. But, Taylor, I paid my taxes. I did. I paid a lot of money, and they're saying, no, you still owe us a lot of money. And I'm saying, no. So... And it's not like you can just, like, call the government, you know?
Right.
You don't, there's, like, I don't have, like, a government guy that I can call. You know, some people have, like, a car guy. I got a window guy. No.
Yeah.
I don't have a government guy to call. So I am just waiting. And it's fun. It is fun to wait. But then they said something in their letter, like, if you don't pay on this day, every day you don't pay, it's another $56. Taylor.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a poet and a podcaster. I don't have to this. But, so we hopped on a phone call last night, and you kindly said, it sounds like we need to do this tomorrow. And you were correct. So here we are on a Friday, July 23rd. Yesterday, though, was my mom's birthday. And today, on July 23rd, it is National Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Oh, dang.
Which, happy birthday, Mom, and you are a gorgeous grandma to my brother's son, Caleb.
That's so nice.
But I read up on National Gorgeous Grandma Day, which I just feel weird saying out loud because that's strange. But this day, and this is where it kind of falls apart. It's almost where it's like the definition is not actually true. It says, National Gorgeous Grandma Day recognizes all women of a certain age, whether they are grandmothers or not.
What?
That makes no sense. So, Taylor, you and I could have, we could be part of National Grumpy Grandpa Day, because apparently that would recognize all men of a certain age, whether we are grandfathers or not.
Yeah, that's... So, I'm confused.
I guess today we are just, as we should every day, we're celebrating women. So...
Hey, amen. You know,
the Just Happy to Be Here podcast from Tanner and Taylor would like to say to all the women who are listening, this day and every day is not only the day that the Lord has made, but it is a day that celebrates you as well. So,
nice.
There's that. That put that on that. A card. Put that on a card. And it's also National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Hey.
And I'm sure if we were to read the definition of that, it would say that National Vanilla Ice Cream Day recognizes all ice creams of certain flavor, whether they are ice creams or not.
Yeah. So. Oh, man. That's absolutely true. But, hey, you know, I appreciate that vanilla ice cream has a day. It is the canvas of ice creams. You know, just that... When you want to get more customizable, there's no ice cream better.
That's true. That's true. And I also really appreciate the poetic way of what you talked about vanilla ice cream, the canvas of ice cream. That is beautiful. And there is only one way to celebrate. Everybody, go take a gorgeous grandmother and go get some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, or any woman.
Any woman. And get any flavor of ice cream. And actually,
or any dessert.
Any dessert at all, or just go by yourself. Either, what we're trying to say is it's Friday, and you know what you could have? You could have something sweet, and that would be great.
That would be great.
Well, I think we really just marched right through that section of the podcast. Taylor, I want to ask you a very important question.
Yeah.
What have you been reading recently?
Yes. So, I'm reading a number of things right now. But I, this last week...
First of all, cool brag. Hey, everybody. Oh, hey, everybody. Hey. I've been reading a lot of things recently.
Oh, man. So. It totally came off that way, too. I apologize. I'm not even going to try. I just feel like I would dig a deeper hole.
That's
and
fine.
So here we are. I didn't mean it to come off that way, but it did. So I'm just going to go into this. this last week I was digging back into one of my favorite chapters in scripture, which is Romans chapter 5. The whole book of Romans, the letter to the Roman church, from Paul. If you haven't read it, it's a great one. Big recommend. I have a Romans 5:8 tattoo. It's the only tattoo that I have, and it's Romans 5:8 themed, which is, "But God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." There's just...
You have that tattooed all around your neck, like a necklace, right? Those words.
It looks like a candy ring around my neck. No, it's on my left forearm, inner forearm, I think is the right...
Where the veins are. It's right where the veins are.
Yeah, where the veins... Yeah, exactly. It's where the veins are. And so the whole chapter is so good. The whole book, whole letter is so good. This is one of my favorite sections. And there's a lot that you could take out of Romans 5. But I specifically dialed into the first five verses. And it goes like this. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Obviously, there's a lot going on there, but basically, Paul has just been talking about justification, this theological word that means that Christ's perfect life, perfect substitutionary death on our behalf, paying our penalty of sin before a holy God and then resurrecting, has put us at peace with God. I mean, no better truth right there, being at peace with a holy God who now loves us, is just incredible truth. And then, obviously, that being the core of our hope, in the midst of suffering, knowing that suffering, in verse 3, produces endurance into verse 4. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame. And it's all tied back to God's love for us, Christ's sacrifice for us, and the Holy Spirit, just creating this belief in us, something that we could not do, hope to do ourselves. And so I am grateful for that truth today, Tanner, grateful for that hope. And it was just really, really such a good passage of scripture for me personally to be back in this last week. Just being reminded of gospel truth, that I would not want this if it was not for the work of God in my life, and that produces great hope no matter what we face.
You know, you've made it really difficult for me to not be able to make a joke by saying something so serious, Taylor. this is it. Right, those five verses. It just,
yeah.
I think that's one of the, like, if you were to say, hey, what's something that you need to read every day, I think this would probably be that. Just there's a lot of comfort in it, and it's just a lot of, like, and it's probably something that I need to hear, well, like I said, every day, but like even like this morning, you know, it's just like just something to wake up with to start your day. But the part that I like the not the most, because I feel like it's like this is, it's just, you should say I just like the whole thing in general. But the part that sticks out to me is that we have peace, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't, and I think these huge words that are spoken here, right? The words peace, the words grace, even the word rejoice, the word hope, character. I think that I don't think I know the full depth of those words. Like, I can kind of get a grasp on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think, like, when God says the word hope and when God says peace, his understanding and definition and view of that is much deeper and much wider and much more beautiful than my limited human 31-year-old male brain can handle on a Friday. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's like over time, those words have gone deeper for me, you know, like if I were to read this 6 years ago, 7 years ago, it wouldn't hit as hard. But I think that kind of points then to, you know, that verse 3, where it's, you know, suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And it seems to be like there's this, like, you're digging a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper. And as you go deeper, things begin to open up more.
This, at the beginning of Romans chapter 5, Paul is talking about this peace, that the language is almost like a treaty between once alienated parties, or parties that are enemies of each other, and we being in our natural sinful state, enemies of God, not wanting God, which is what Paul is going to call us in other areas of Scripture, but being by Christ's work put at peace with God, which is the root of our hope, knowing that Christ's work is complete, and that there's not something that we now have to muster up in ourselves to keep beating at, to try to get this peace from God, but that's achieved through the work of Christ, is the only perfect source of that unshakable hope that Paul talks about in verse 5.
Yeah. Taylor, I'm not sure there's, I mean, I feel like we could do a sermon series on this, which is something I've thought about we could do for the podcast at some point. But I feel like if we don't stop here, we will go on this on forever.
Yes, I know I will. So we got to stop. So maybe I'll just ask, Tanner, what have you been reading?
Well, I'm going to do a crossover. I'm going to talk about not only something that I've been reading, but something that I've been Googling.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
Tonight, I am speaking at a middle school and high school youth event in Nashville, and I think this might be my first speaking gig in several months. Not because I'm bad at what I do, but because of COVID. Let me just preface that. But there's a part in in my message that I'm giving, that I'm talking about, like, you can do hard things, right? Like, even kind of go into that Philippians, like, all things through Christ, right? You can do hard things. You can make it through hard stuff. And the scripture that we're looking at is, we're looking at, I believe it's Matthew 14, when Peter is called out into the water to walk with Jesus, right? And he doesn't, it doesn't go great. But there's still the invitation there. And so I was kind of want to talk about, like, you can make it through hard things. So I Googled, like, what are the typical high school problems? And I already wrote down a bunch of them, but I was like, I want to make sure I'm not forgetting something, because it's been a little while. Not only has it been a little while since I've been in high school, a lot has changed since I've been in high school. And
we're like old, this, Tanner.
We are not close to young. we're not close to young. And it's, that's not something I want to get into now, because I've had a pretty good day so far. until I look at this notice from the IRS. Anyways, but I wrote down this little simple thing, I put this in the message for tonight, and it's just like, you can make it through hard things. Hard things like loneliness and disappointments, pandemics and procrastination, bad test scores and stupid fights, decisions and depressions, anxiety and acne, too much to do and not enough sleep, bullies and breakups, gossip and TikTok trends, growing up and growing on, pop quizzes and peer pressure. You can make it through hard things. And I just wanted to write something that took kind of what they were going through and remind them that they can make it through hard things. You know, as hard, like, and like the big ones that stand out to me, like depression and anxiety, like, that's a lot, right? And it's not saying like those are things that a lot of people struggle with and continue to struggle with, but like, it's not something that you have to struggle with alone or go through alone. And it's not like God has left you for that. It's like, no, he still meets you in those places as well. And even like, you know, disappointments and loneliness and TikTok trends, because apparently that TikTok's not going anywhere. To be honest, I think it should. I think it should go somewhere.
I miss Vine.
You don't want to know where I want it to go, but I don't want to be here. Last week we, I was in Houston at a youth workers conference, and my friend Cassie Moore, she did an hour long presentation about Gen Z, so the younger generation, and Gen Z. So a lot of high school, like all of high school students right now, and I think like to those who are about age 24, right? So the Gen Z generation, like they grew up with the internet, and they're like, they grew up with the internet. They care deeply about social justice. They care deeply about equality. They care deeply about their neighbor and about people. But there is also just like a lot of pressure on them to achieve and to be successful.
Yeah.
And so like, that's who I get to speak with tonight. And I, you know, you kind of want to take these Romans verses, and that we have peace with God through Jesus. And it's not because of all the things that you do, but it's because of what he has done. Now we get to live in that freedom. We get to live in that grace. And like the verses in Matthew, where I really hope it's Matthew, but
It is. I Googled it, and yes.
Oof, I've been fact checked on the podcast. That's good. Which I feel like we need to be fact checked more often. Actually, don't.
Well, and it was more just, I, in case you were going to read some, I wanted to be able to follow along. And that's that. It wasn't even a fact check. That's just what it was.
But you know, you take that, and it's the, you know, you're like, Peter himself was invited to do something impossible, right? And I think in the same sense too. I think a lot of these kids, they're thinking they have a lot of impossible things in front of them, whether that's living up to standards or getting into college, the right college, or being accepted or being cool. And it's just like, hey, let's just rest in the truth and in that invitation that God is the one who stands with us on the impossible things. I'm excited to share more with them this evening. I get to share a couple of poems. It's like my first time speaking to middle school and high school students in a long time. And to be honest, I'm very worried that they're not going to think I'm cool. very, that's who you are? Oh. But
nice.
Taylor, yesterday I was driving back from Michigan to Nashville.
Yes.
And it was a 10-hour car ride. And so I listened to a podcast from the comedian Nate Bargatze.
Oh, yeah.
And he's never going to be on our show, but we can give him a shout out. He'll never know that he was mentioned on this episode. But his podcast was 2.5 hours long.
Woo, my word.
And I get a little nervous when ours is over 35 minutes.
Yep.
And we aren't there yet. But right. I think it's probably a good place for us to kind of close out the podcast just so we can say, well, our podcast is not as long as Nate Bargatze's
podcast. Yeah, that's a great point. One of the podcasts that I try to listen to sometimes goes 3 hours. And I'm like,
that's not a podcast.
No,
that's not a podcast.
I don't know how this is happening. Like I've listened to chunks of episodes and that's it. So yeah, let's get out of here before that starts to happen.
Well, Taylor, it's a big week. It is, I guess, the last week of July. Can't believe that's a thing. And there may or may not be an episode next week. If there is, it's going to be a surprise. If there's not an episode next week, keep an eye out for future weeks, because we might take a short little break to get some things together. Mostly it's because it's the NBA draft next week and I want to watch that while we record, so there's that. But anyways, Taylor, as always, my friend, it was good to talk to you, good to be back, and yes. For those who are listening to the podcast, thank you. We hope that you celebrate Gorgeous Grandma Day and you get some vanilla ice cream, because vanilla ice cream is the canvas of ice creams.
Yeah, it sure is. Tanner, it's so good to talk to you too, man. Hey, just happy to be here.
Just happy to be here.